And we're really happy tonight to have Bruce Kerfoot in the studio. And Bruce, of course, the owner of Gunflint Lodge up the Gunflint Trail. Gunflint Lodge really being the iconic lodge of the Gunflint Trail, not only in the name, but you've been around, or your lodge has been around a long time, Bruce.
I think we're into about 84 years in the family at this point. So
isn't that amazing?
We kind of feel like this is home.
That means 1928, I believe, if the math is
That's about
correctly.
Right. And actually, Russell Blankenberg, one of another of the old pioneer families, had just gotten it started before our family came on the scene. So he was that was his very first property, was there at Gunflint.
Wow. Yeah, and it's still right there in the family. Of course, your mother, Justine, is, you know, it's synonymous with Gunflint Trail, Justine Kerfoot.
She kind of broke the mold a little bit with all that she experienced. And
definitely.
Took it from the real pioneer days when our only neighbors were the Chippewa neighbors and the road wasn't plowed in the winter and you wintered in and did your thing and you were treading new territory.
Mm-hmm. And the folks back then, as guests, we're talking, as you mentioned, you know, it there wasn't much for a road up there. Everything was brand new as far as opening that country up. It was work. It was adventure just to get there.
Oh, yes. And you had to have several spare tires, and you had to have shovels with you, and we still had corduroy going across the swamps that you drove on, and The fishermen thought it was a hoot because this was the furthest north the roads had come in those days, and they thought the fishing was inexhaustible, and that, of course, was what was bringing them in.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were lucky to be invited by you up to the lodge here last Monday, Ann Bosses, myself, and Bob Carter, and experienced a new attraction there, and I got to say, as I was up there surveying the area, I was watching people swim. I was watching them boat, go fishing, kayaking, canoeing. We saw people on horseback. What am I missing? We saw people sunbathing, hiking, mm-hmm. and sitting in the bar having a cool one.
I was going to mention the beer. But
plus, we got to experience a brand new attraction, and that was the canopy zip line. That is brand new to Gunflint Lodge this year. That's a lot going on from thinking back to 1920s, 30s, and 40s when you came there to fish.
Well, that's all we were, was a reasonably primitive fishing camp. Mm-hmm. Outdoor biffies and a wood stove and log cabins that the Indians had made for us and the Indian guide. And we thought we were really moving up when we got to two-horse motors because, wow, that was beat paddling all day, which was, of course, what it all started out to be.
Yes.
And they thought the trout population was inexhaustible. Mm-hmm. I used to meet them even as a kid. I used to meet the boats with a wheelbarrow every day because they brought in so many trout.
Isn't that something? Wheel them over to the cleaning tables.
Cleaning table and then over to the ice house. We had to gill and gut them, and then we put them on the ice and covered them with sawdust and packed them in the old wood crates with sawdust and moss when they went south and hoped they got back in good enough
condition
that they ate them.
And it's just evolved now to just a total experience that you have to have to be a successful resort now.
Completely different. And yet we've got to have a flavor of our community in the sense that what we have is kind of a up-to-date environmental recreation of what nature gave us to work with. And I compare that against the social recreation of Brainerd and Bemidji, where they can create what they wish, you know, with the golf courses, the pools, and what have you. But here we use what nature gave us. Mm-hmm. So our canopy tour is another expression of enjoying those assets. When you zip through the trees at 50 feet high in the old canopy of the white pines that are 200 to 300 years old and see it from a different perspective.
Can you explain it, describe it to folks out there in the audience, just what they would experience when they arrive and say, I want to do that. I want to get on that zip line.
Our zip line is about a two-hour naturalist adventure trip. You have two sky guides with you. You will be transported back to the course start, climb a nice big high tower. You will zip through the trees and land at different platforms on these white pine. Get little interpretive talks depending on how much time we've got, but we try to give you a little bit of education as you go along. The views are awesome because you're looking at the forest from a whole different perspective. And the zips are with a little bit of adventure, as you well know. And they get a little more adventurous as the course progresses to the number five stage, when you actually step off the face of a little cliff and you've got an 800-footer in front of you and you're 100 feet in the air. But at that point, it doesn't freak you out, because you're looking at all the views and all the... You look at a lot of things horizontal, not just vertically. And it's just a whole new experience. It's something that started in Costa Rica, 20, 30 years ago? Mm-hmm. It's come a little bit to the east and west of the United States, but not much here in the Midwest. And this is Minnesota's first full canopy tour. They have occasionally a single zips with challenge courses in some places, but this is the first canopy tour with a full long experience of multiples and sky guides.
Yeah, when I think of a zip line, my first thought is, a 10-minute long, fast ride. But this is more of an experience.
Well, most of those little short zips are actually in seconds. 30 seconds to 40 seconds is a average length of a single zip on those little challenge course zips that are components of it. But here you've got these longer ones, and then you've got the whole experience. It's a half-day experience. By the time we load you up, get you back unharnessed, and we get you all the way through all the guide of events and everything.
Of course, our own Ann Passes, who I guess is just leaving, but since I mentioned her name, is she's a pro at.
She looked like it when she came in, and she had some smiles on her face.
Yeah, I think there's some video that will
the video
show
you.
That.
But I have to say, it was really a thrill to be up in that high in an old white pine, because they're so beautiful. And it was really neat to be up on that platform and be swaying in the tree with the wind. That was pretty,
Well, you say that now, but I saw some skepticism in your demeanor as we were getting you started.
Yeah, well, it was cool, though. It was great to be, an interesting experience to be up in a tree that
high. You kind of feel like, hey, I'm a bird here.
Yeah,
I can see
great.
What they can see.
Although I have to say, it was really good to have redundant safety clips, because you never felt like you were going to fall off.
Nope, there's no legitimate risk. It's mostly adventure. And actually, those that have had the biggest twinkles so far have been the grandmothers and the 10-year-olds.
Really?
Because there's no reason any adult can't go, because there's no physical skill and no technical skill. So you don't have to be a strong-bodied person that can paddle for miles. All you have to do is just be able to walk and maneuver a little bit. And from there, any adult that's got a twinkle in their eye can get a good new experience.
One of the questions I asked was with the white pines supporting some of the canopy stops, how was it, what I asked your guides who came along with us was, how was it determined that these white pines were sound enough and strong enough to hold whatever amount of strain there would be? And I was surprised at the answer. It's pretty technical.
It is, and we brought a company in from the East Coast that specializes in designing and construction canoping tours, and they brought in an arborist with them, and they brought in some high-tech equipment, and they wrap a band around the tree with no penetration but with little sensor nodes. And they turn it on, and it gives them, it's an MRI of the tree core. And they get a complete reading out on a screen of the integrity of the entire tree without any intrusion. And as a result, we changed a couple of locations of some of our white pine that looked beautiful, but they could identify that there were a few inches of rot in the middle. Probably would outlast all of us, but in any case, they ruled those out. But we did it without any intrusions, without any drilling. As what modern technology doesn't come up with next?
Could they tell you how old the trees were?
They did not, but we are in the process of finishing our dating, and we will have what we call tree cookie, which is a slice of the tree, up at station number 3 in the next couple days when the paint dries a little bit more. And we will have it, and these date back to just about 300 years.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's
a 300-year-old tree.
I did wonder about rot when I was up on the platform. I will say, maybe that was the skepticism you saw. So that's good to know.
Yes, they're totally full integrity of all of those trees, proven to us by these printouts.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is it's not an inexpensive thing to put together, especially when you do it carefully and try to make it blend in. As it appears to be, it wasn't obtrusive at all that I could see. A major thing for you to do?
It's a significant investment, a big one for us. I haven't had this big an investment in years, and considering my gray hair, they're asking me what I'm up to, that I want to sink this much more into my infrastructure to have a good time. But it just seemed like a good thing to do, and it was so appropriate, and our guests are loving it.
That's great. Yeah. We've been speaking with Bruce Gerfert, and Bruce, of course, is the owner of Gunflint Lodge, and has put a couple of years in himself at the lodge. But his family has put 84 years into that iconic structure up there, an iconic piece of land. Bruce, I want to thank you so much for coming down, and not only for the great time we had in our experience up there, but also for joining us here at the station.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here with you tonight.
Well, great. Thank you. Bruce, before we let you go, can you say what days the tour is open and how folks can find out more about it?
We're open, we're open 5 days a week. We're closed Mondays and Tuesdays. We operate from 9 in the morning till late afternoon, 5 departures a day. You can call Gunflint Lodge, which is a local number if you're in the community, 388-2296. There's also an 800 number, 800-328-3325. The course costs $79. There's a waiver, full harnesses, 2 sky guides per group of 8 to 10 people. And from there, we operate full tilt and have a ball.
Great. Thank you so much, Bruce.